The Cobra Locker Room Chat is proudly presented every single week by the Farmer State Bank in Houlton, Community Healthcare System, Houlton Family Health Center, Farm Bureau Financial Services with Rob Wareham, Mitchell Nickel, and Casey Patterson, and Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Houlton. Jake Spaulding with you as it's time to talk Jackson Heights football with the Cobra Locker Room Chat with head coach Caleb Wick. Jackson Heights, a perfect 8-0 regular season. They earned the one seed in the east side of the bracket for Class 1A after not only winning or solidifying the league title, but also a district title last week at Jefferson County North by a final score of 52-0. Jackson Heights now will take on Erie in the playoffs, the 16 seed. This will be at Jackson Heights, as Jackson Heights has also earned home field advantage in the new playoff format for the KSHSAA. So, Coach Caleb Wick, and Coach, did you expect to have a perfect season in the regular season?
You know, going into this season, we had some high hopes, but it's always, you know, one game at a time, and you never want to slip up, you know, one week so you never look past an opponent. But we had a good feeling, and we had a feeling that if we could gel together and really get better each and every week, we could have a pretty immaculate season, and we've had that up to this point. But with that being said, you know, everybody's 0-0 going into this first playoff game against Erie, so we just got to, you know, get everything screwed up, buttoned up, and get ready to go.
All right, before we dive into Erie, we'll get that in our next segment, but let's talk last week at Jefferson County North. JCN is always a tough place to play. This is a team that came off of a state runner-up a year ago, and they were finding things as the season progressed. Tell me about how you saw, as you had a chance to look at the film of this past week's game.
You know, we started out pretty slow in the first quarter. We were able to give them a couple first downs, and then on our first drive, we had a 4th-and-8, and we had a wide open receiver, and he just dropped the ball on 4th-and-8. So, you know, it's good for us to have that little adversity hit us there in the first quarter. And then in the second quarter, we were able to explode a little bit, and we scored 3 touchdowns and a field goal there right at the end. John was able to kick a 26-yard field goal as time expired there in the first half. So that's always good to, that you have that in your back pocket. And just dealing with the offense and defense there for the whole entire game, we had 521 yards of total offense for the game. And just talking to the coaches there, probably mid-second quarter till when we came out in the third quarter was probably the best we've looked up to this point in the season offensively. And defensively, we tried to do some new things. We put some people in some new places, and we tried to, you know, show them some different looks that they haven't seen before in film. And overall, I thought it worked pretty well. We were able to hold Elias in check, especially on their option game. We were able to really, really read our keys on the option game. And we gave up a couple big plays in the past game, but that's, you know, just our mistakes in the coverage. And it's one of those things that they're easy to shore up and easy to, you know, get better each and every week. And overall, we are just very, very happy and proud with the way the kids played, and happy that we got into a fourth quarter, which is what we always need.
Get into the fourth quarter, you said you had 521 yards, best offensive output of the season. This is the type of team and type of game that you see throughout the entire season that you want to get to in week 8. You want to see your best from your guys in this week. Have you seen that week by week where the improvement has been there?
We really have, and we might have taken, I'm not saying and taken a step back, but overall, with the grand scheme of things, last week against Valley Falls might not have been our best execution when it comes to the game plan, so we really harped that this week. And just from a coaching standpoint, we really looked good this week, so hopefully we can just continue that on.
As mentioned, Jackson Heights, with that victory, not only won the Northeast Kansas League league title, they also won the district title as well. And as mentioned, the top seed in the East. Before we get to our break, Coach, I wanted to ask you how important it was to get that one seed and get that home field throughout the playoffs.
You know, if you ask any coach, I think they want to have home field advantage throughout the playoffs. It doesn't matter if you're in the NFL or now with the new college system having their home games for the first round of the playoffs. And for us, having home field advantage throughout the whole playoffs, it's very, very good for us because we usually play good at home, and that's just everybody. They usually play better at their home stadium. And another thing that's going to be very beneficial to us is we have grass. You know, some of the other teams, very good teams around the state, you know, when you talk about the Colgans and the Rossvilles and the Mission Valleys, they have turf. So it's definitely a different surface, and when you get the weather involved in it, you know, that ground's going to be a little harder, a little more slippery, so hopefully that can work to our advantage here in the future.
All right, we're going to talk about the Erie Devils coming up here in just a minute, a 2-6 team that is the 16 seed that's coming up after this timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Jake Spaulding back with you, talking Jackson Heights football with head coach Caleb Wick of the Cobras. And, Coach, you're taking on an Erie Red Devil team, 2-6 from southeast Kansas, and they're coming up here as a 16 seed. Tell me what you've seen from this Erie Red Devil team on film as you prepare for this first round of the playoffs.
You know, they're pretty big up front. They got some speed in the backfield, and when you just look at their schedule, they've played some pretty stiff competition. Humboldt's the number one seed, I believe, in 2A, and they played Jayhawk Lynn, they played Caney Valley, which is another pretty high seed there in the higher brackets, and they also played Colgan. So they're definitely going to be battle-tested, and I guarantee you we're not going to sneak up on them. We're not going to scare them, anything like that. But, they run a double-dive offense, a lot of flex bone right at you, but then they come out and throw some swinging gate at you, so they try to confuse you a little bit. So we're actually going to have to come in on and prep a lot harder when it comes to the swinging gate or flex bone like that, because that's two obviously different things that we have to get ready for. But overall, they run a pretty high style offense. It's going to be tough to stop, but hopefully we can just come in here and execute and get the W.
On the offensive side of it, as you watch film on Erie, is it same old with your guys' attack? I mean, just keeping business as usual on the offensive side of the ball?
Yeah, and that's the beauty about playing in our league. One week we can go up against a Troy that is spread, throw it 45 times a game, and then the next week we can go up against an Onega or a Horton where they'll run double dive right at you the whole game. So it feels like for our defense, we have seen everything and prepared for everything that we're going to see during the course of the year. And offensively, we can do so many different things offensively because we have so many weapons on the outside and in the backfield. And if, it doesn't matter if a team runs a 5, a 4, or a 3, we have, counters for whatever they decide to do against us. So, we're in a good mind space right now. I know Coach Nalges and Coach Plattner and Coach Schumann have done an unbelievable job with the offensive, defensive staffs as well as the offensive line and defensive line. So, for us, it's just working on us, working, one day at a time, one practice at a time. So hopefully we can just get better reading our keys this week and, take another step.
Tell me a little bit about, as you got some of these kids that are upperclassmen, you mentioned it in the first segment, it's records are 0-0 now. Keeping that mindset, keeping that hunger for these kids here in week one of the playoffs.
Yeah, and you just have to go back a couple years where Virginia lost to UMBC, I believe, in the NCAA tournament, and that's the first overall 16 seed to beat a 1 seed. And I think it happened last year again. I can't remember the teams, but stranger things have happened. I think the kids know that, and I think the kids realize that they have an opportunity here to, if they keep getting better and keep executing, they can do something really special here in the next couple weeks. So, that's really grounded them. And I feel like we've been doing a pretty good job as a staff to keep them grounded as well, saying, hey, guys, you might be 8-0, but, there's almost 5 games, 6 games left, hopefully, in the grand scheme of things. So we got a long ways to go, and we just got to keep getting better each and every day. And I feel like they've taken that in stride.
Keeping the nose to the grindstone, and you're referencing was Fairleigh Dickinson that beat Purdue a couple of years ago in the NCAA tournament. Final thing, Coach, before we let you go and get you ready for tomorrow night's contest against Erie, it's just from the coaching staff perspective, you guys have been together for a while. What's it like to see, because I know you referenced Coach Nile just many, many times. He's been there with you since day one. The ability for you guys to establish what you guys have wanted here in your tenure here at Jackson Heights.
It's been, it takes some time. But with that being said, I wouldn't want to do it with a different group of guys. We're talking about Coach Nalges. You talk about Coach Plattner, Coach Schumann. The other Coach Schumann is on the staff as well, Brandon Schumann. We got Tyrell Childs that helps us out. We got Jeremy Melvin that helps us out. We got Riley Althauser that helps us out. So it's more like a family than just a coaching staff. And when it comes to that point, when hopefully it's going to be a while, when one of us hang it up, it'll be a sad day because, like I said, Mr. Nalges or Coach Nalges has been here since day one with me. We really built this thing from the ground up. And then, we added Coach Plattner, which has been monumental addition for us when you're talking about the spread offense that we're implementing now compared to the wishbone offense. He's really opened up a lot of people's eyes around Northeast Kansas about, what an offense can look like and what an offense can look like at a 1A level, especially with the skills that we have right now. So, like I said, I wouldn't change this staff or anything, and I'm just so proud that they're here and so proud of the work that they've done, and hopefully we can just continue going.
Good luck to you this week. Stay healthy, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right, head coach Caleb Wick of the Jackson Heights Cobras. Jackson Heights, you can watch that game on the Cobra channel tomorrow night. Just go to mscsports.net, click Listen Live, and select the Cobra channel.
The Cobra Locker Room Chat is proudly presented every single week by the Farmer State Bank in Houlton, Community Healthcare System, Houlton Family Health Center, Farm Bureau Financial Services with Rob Wareham, Mitchell Nickel, and Casey Patterson, and Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Houlton.